That was Cardi B with Up. And today we are joined by Emmalyn from the Redbird Scholar magazine.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm so good. So happy to have you here.
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Like you said, I am here to talk about University Marketing and Communications' latest edition of the Redbird Scholar. So the fall issue of Redbird Scholar is out now and can be found in kiosks across campus in the Bowen Student Center, Milner, Schrader, Stevenson, and Hovey Halls, and the Student Fitness Center. You can also find it online at illinoisstate.edu/redbirdscholar. The magazine promotes the scholarly activities of Illinois State's faculty experts, students, and staff, and highlights the private and public grants that support their work. The magazine comes out twice a year, in September and March, and this issue of Redbird Scholar has some amazing stories. There's one about a professor who created a card game to help teach nursing students the power of collaboration. There's a graduate student who's created a new way to improve extreme weather forecasting. And my personal favorite is a professor that's studying the science of memory and forgetfulness over in the psychology department.
I need that.
That's awesome.
I need somebody to figure that out for me.
Well, if you're interested and you want to learn more, you can go there. And we actually also have a Redbird Buzz podcast with this professor. So if you're interested in what she's doing and you want that extra content even beyond the Redbird magazine, you can go and look that up.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is insane. I love podcasts.
Yes.
No, that is awesome. I've actually seen the Redbird Scholar magazine like in kiosks and stuff.
Yeah, so they have them all lined up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, where do you guys how do you guys choose the stories and everything? And
I think they come to us through a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes it's word of mouth. Sometimes it's something that someone emails us about. There is an option on the website and I think in the magazine itself where if you think you found something cool that could be added to the next edition to the magazine, you can email that in and we'll take it into account.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Guys, so hear me out. It's a morning radio show.
Oh, yes.
Three people sitting in the basement. I think it could be big.
I
think we should get on it.
Oh yes.
That's so cool. I was reading a little bit about the extreme weather guy.
Yes.
That seems pretty cool. I love weather.
He has a whole new wireless system that's never been developed. It's amazing that it's something that's completely brand new.
Right.
And it's all right here at ISU through a student. That's just so incredible
to me.
That's
so crazy. Yeah. It's amazing.
And that's always what's cool is especially when it's local and it's in this university, just seeing what everyone's up to and what all the faculty and I like that a lot. It's really nice to see.
Especially, I mean, we're students, right? And
yes.
We spend all our time doing our homework and getting stuff done. But getting a chance with this magazine to see those sort of things pay off and to see these kids that are going out and doing incredible things that remind me these are things I could also do through Illinois State. That's just incredible. Yeah. It's really inspiring.
No, honestly, really that's so fun.
I love it.
Especially on this Monday morning.
I'm like, okay, I'm gonna feel good.
I love that. That's awesome.
I have a quiz today. I'm gonna be so well.
Inspired, ready to step out into the world.
Yeah.
That's so
awesome.
Funny.
So they can be found, print copies found in kiosks where? Just as a reminder.
All around campus, we've got the Bowen Student Center, Milner Library, Schrader, Stevenson, and Hovey Halls, and the Student Fitness Center.
Oh, perfect.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you. So much for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me on. Happy
of
to
course,
be here.
Of course. Oh, one quick question I want to ask you before we finish. We asked this to our news reporter earlier, Jaden. But I want to ask you, since the Halloween season is coming up, I'm curious, what is your Halloween costume for this year? And if not, what is one of your favorite Halloween costumes from previous years?
I have a friend that actually reached out to me last night and she wants to go as a dragon. She has a dragon onesie.
Oh, that is awesome.
She has requested I either find a knight outfit or a princess outfit. So
that is so fun.
I've got some time to figure it out, but those are my options.
Oh, that is awesome. That is so fun. I love group costumes and that is so cool. Mm-hmm. Partner costumes are awesome.
You can make that into a Fiona and dragon moment.
It's donkey and the dragon.
You said, I don't know if I want to be the donkey, but
that princess moment. got Fiona.
Good.
Right. Oh my gosh. That's
we'll
so
see
fun.
What like spirit Halloween has
yes.
going on.
So true.
We'll see what
so
happens.
So true.
Yes. It all comes back to spirit Halloween. I swear. Well, this was great. Thank you so much for coming on. Coming up, we have Paramore with Running Out of Time and Neo with She Knows.